Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, we have more content here, Gamertag Radio for Gamescom. This is your host, Danny Pena. And also here on Gamertag Radio, we have the one and only Paris Lee. What's up, Paris?
What is going on, man? We're in Germany right now. How are we recording this? What's happening?
I don't know how we're doing this, man. And there's multiple events that I attended before Gamescom, which stay tuned. We're going to have it here on the podcast. Let's talk about we got invited to an NVIDIA briefing. This is they're going to have an announcement, several announcements at during Gamescom week. So you want to go from there?
Yeah. So let's be clear. This is a sponsor segment by NVIDIA GeForce. We're going to talk about, as you're watching this right now, we're recording this in the past, but you're watching this in the future. We're at Gamescom right now. And at Gamescom, NVIDIA GeForce, they had their GeForce On event, where they announced some new products and new features that they're going to have across the NVIDIA lineup. And part of that is DLSS 4.5 Ray Reconstruction. And in simple terms, what this is going to do is it's going to improve lighting and image quality even more than what you are already seeing in some of these titles that are using DLSS 4 and DLSS 4.5. They have a new second generation transformer model that's going to be a part of this. Obviously, the super resolution that you're going to see, AI denoiser, that's going to be a part of this as well, which is going to deliver that new model about 35% more compute capability. And like I said, let's keep this simple. I'm not going to get all super deep into the technical terms. I'm actually going to get hands-on with a lot of this stuff. And one thing I've already had hands-on with, and I'll probably have a second video that'll come out after Gamescom, after my hands-on time with this. But what they're doing with DLSS 4.5 Ray Reconstruction, like I said, improved image quality, improved lighting as well. And this will also be a part of the NVIDIA app, which I already have access to. So I've already been a little bit of hands-on with this. They gave me an early version of this, and I've been able to test out DLSS 4.5 Ray Reconstruction with Pragmata and with Cyberpunk 2077. So these are in anything that's ray trace, path trace, that's a part of this. You're going to see some visuals and improvements. And I did do a side-by-side with Cyberpunk and Pragmata, where in the NVIDIA app, you're going to use the DLSS override function, the global settings in this, to enable this currently. And when you turn it off and you turn it back on, I kind of did a side-by-side, and I definitely see some visual improvement there, some lighting improvement. So this will only get better with time. This is available now with the NVIDIA app. You don't have to get a beta version. This will just be the version that's available to everyone. Update the NVIDIA app. You're going to be able to get DLSS 4.5 Ray Reconstruction as a part of that. And they also announced during GeForce On, we're going to get two games that are going to take full advantage of DLSS 4.5 Ray Reconstruction. On September 15th, 7 First Light is going to get an update to take advantage of this, which, Danny, we both played 007 First Light, fantastic game. I mean, to get even better visuals out of this, sign me up. Would love to play that again. And then on September 24th, a game that is near and dear to both of our hearts, especially you, Danny, Control Resonant, is going to come.
Control Resonant
at launch is going to come with DLSS 4.5 Ray Reconstruction. So the visuals are going to be off the charts. Now, you do need an RTX 50 series card to take full advantage of DLSS 4.5 Ray Reconstruction, because you are going to get things, you know, that I've talked about in the past. You're going to get the dynamic frame generation as a part of this. You know, you're going to get, again, the DLSS Ray Reconstruction, and you're also going to get the dynamic multi-frame generation, which I've talked about, where you essentially get to set it and the game will scale on what it needs performance-wise to give you the best image quality and lighting that you can have in the game. So really excited about those announcements that they have. But Danny, there was more that they had.
There was more. There were, before we go to the next one. I remember during the briefing they showed the comparisons of like how it is originally the game and with the RTX and everything. And I think they showed was it Alan Wake or was it Control?
Yes, they showed off Alan Wake 2. Yeah. I didn't test Alan with Wake that. 2, yeah, that's what it was. I didn't test with that at home. I did Pragmata and Cyberpunk 2077. But to your point, in the briefing that they showed in GeForce On, you can see the difference. It's night and day as far as the image quality goes there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it looks beautiful. Look, everybody's seen how Alan Wake 2 looks, even without it. And this makes it even better, like the visuals and everything. Like I noticed just the shadows of an object. You could tell the difference with that. And like you said, 7, bro, I can imagine how that game is going to look with that. You know, I know they show also the differences on that too. But I think it's exciting, you know, for someone that, you know, I don't have a 5090, I have a 4090. But I know you always talk about the advantage you could do with this, and it's optional too.
What is a part of the 40 series cards, you will get frame generation as a part of that, as well as DLSS ray reconstruction. You just won't be able to do the multi-frame generation or the dynamic multi-frame generation that the 50 series cards can do.
Yeah, I know that's good. That's good to know. Yeah, I think this is exciting, and I know I was trying to get an appointment to go check out all their stuff that they're going to have during Gamescom. But I know you're going to be there. I would love to learn how was their experience hands-on trying out these games. I know they showed talked about a couple games. I know it was 007, Control. Was it the Dawnwalker one, the Blood Dawnwalker?
Well, yeah, there's going to be more games that are going to be coming out that will take advantage of because that was the other part of this on the developer side. They're going to make it easier for devs to natively implement DLSS 4.5 into these games. And you won't have to use the NVIDIA app with Override to be able to turn on some of these features. So, and that's the other thing, too. The games that don't natively support it that you're using Override to do, sure, you're going to get some improvement there. But if it's native and baked in, it's going to be even better. That's why, like you bring up Dust 7. I remember at GDC, I got to see it in action in a demo I was in, but it wasn't available at launch. So we didn't get to see it when we were playing it during review, but now it's ready. So the visuals that I saw back in GDC, that's what people are going to be able to experience at home on September 15th. And trust me, it looks really, really good. So I'm excited for that.
No, I know CompuSec, they announced also other things there, which is also going to be available at Gamescom, right, Paris?
Yeah, so skipping ahead to that, the RTX Spark laptops that will be coming out this fall. They originally talked about this at Computex, I do believe, but at Gamescom, we'll be able to get hands-on and be able to experience some of this. That's why I'll do a follow-up and talk about more of my hands-on with it. But essentially, you know, these are taking advantage of NVIDIA's, you know, AI capabilities. You're going to have, like, as an example, 1440p resolution, 100-plus frames per second on these RTX Spark laptops. Obviously, there's a productivity factor that you're going to be able to do with this as far as content creation, stuff like that. But on the gaming side, yeah, these are going to give you some outstanding visuals and performance on a laptop. So I'm excited to try it out and see for myself. And then once I get hands on, you know, I'll do a post game Gamescom wrap up and kind of tell you my hands on experience.
Yeah, I know there was multiple different types of models. That was like Dell and Microsoft and everything. So I'm curious to see if they're going to have all of it or just some of it during Gamescom. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And then the other thing that they talked about during GeForce On is RTX Remix, which is essentially, and we've talked about this in the past, like Portal, as an example, was one that was able to take advantage of RTX Remix. I know Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 also got to take advantage of, and there's been others. Like as an example, Fallout 4 is a popular RTX Remix. Turok is another one, and they're now bringing DLSS 4.5 to RTX Remix as well. And they showed off a demo of Painkiller RTX, which will come out on right now, August 25th. Because look, we're recording this live, right? It's not in the future, in the past. So if that's out now, August 25th, that'll be taking advantage of DLSS 4.5 using RTX Remix, and it's a free mod on GOG. So you can grab that if you want to check that out. Now, one that had me excited and actually asked a follow-up question about this is Morrowind RTX. Ooh, Elder Scrolls classic. Getting that. That will also be taking advantage of DLSS 4.5. Three locations now. It'll essentially be a demo. The modder that's doing this, he'll have three locations ready, and that will be coming out soon as well. And then they went into NVIDIA Ace, which is essentially AI enabling AI teammates. So they worked with Krafton on PUBG and was able to have some AI teammates to assist you in a PUBG match. This will also be coming to, and I never say it right, Animo. I believe I'm saying that's right. That's going to be coming early 2027. So some of those Animo characters will be taking advantage of NVIDIA Ace to essentially give you AI powered PCs in that game as well. So again, I already talked about the NVIDIA app that will be updating to take advantage of DLSS 4.5 with override. So for the ray reconstruction, we just talked about RTX Spark as well. But then finally, GeForce Now is also going to be taking advantage of DLSS 4.5 with ray reconstruction. So obviously you won't have the NVIDIA app, but it will essentially be baked into the service so that there are hundreds of games that will be taking advantage of that. And look, I know I've glazed GeForce Now, and you've tried out GeForce Now as well, right, Dan?
Of course, all the time. Yeah. Actually, I review a game mm-hmm. using GeForce Now, and that was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Using that.
So they're bringing support to the Steam machine for GeForce Now, as well as Steam controller support. So, and I have a Steam controller, so I'm definitely looking forward to taking advantage of that. And I can tell you right now, there's a redacted that I'm actually playing on GeForce Now, a preview that I'm playing on GeForce Now right now. And yeah, it's pretty good. So the fact that they're going to update it even more with the new Blackwell architecture, so you essentially got a RTX 5080 GPU in the cloud. The visuals are great, high frame, just all of that. And they just keep improving the service. And I know they said they're going to offer an incentive. If you sign up for a 12-month membership, you'll get Control Resonant for free as a part of that. So if you're thinking about GeForce Now, something that you're interested in, I mean, obviously that would be a good incentive if you want to go the full 12-month membership with that, because look, Control Resonant is going to be one of the best games this year. So I can't wait for that. But yeah, I'm a huge fan. I think it is the best cloud gaming service, period. I don't think anything else comes close to it. I mean, like I said, I played so many different types of games on there, and I always use Cyberpunk as the example that I can play Cyberpunk 2077 in 4K, path tracing enabled, high frame, like 60 frames, 120 frames per second in the cloud. Crazy to me. And it, like I said, the service is getting even better. So hopefully I'll get more hands on with that stuff at Gamescom as well. And like I said, I'll do a follow up to this and kind of just give you my overall impressions of GeForce Now.
No. Thanks to NVIDIA for inviting us and also for inviting us not only for the pre-briefing, but also an appointment over there at Gamescom. So stay tuned, everyone. We have more content live from Germany, Cologne, Germany, all only on Gamertag Radio. Until next time, we're out. Bye. Peace.